Welcome, everybody. Share number 1108. We're learning today Lilanishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lilanishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe L'Refu Shlema Chana Bas Estemalka L'Refu Shlema Hilna Bas Freidel. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya. So there's an interesting question. A person has a flower pot. So we spoke about the various different things. Flower pot, moving, not to move with the hole in the bottom and how to work it. We said need be, somebody could schlep it along the floor. In other words, if it's all a dirt ground, or if it's all not a dirt ground, it has to be the same, same substance of floor. Either it's, you know, stone, it's all non-dirt, or it's all, dirt. Because otherwise you're changing it from getting, nutrition from the ground to not getting nutrition from the ground. And that's koitzer uprooting, the malacha, and that's also the malacha of zareya planting. Okay, but be it as it may, we went through those halachas. We said, of course, you can't water a plant that's in a flower pot, and all these various different type of things. Now the question is, my flower pot spilled over on Shabbos. I have, let's say, a plant in a plant pot, a flower pot, or whatever, and not with water, with soil. People have plants, right? People have various different plants in a plant pot, a flower pot, and one of the kids are running and they bumped into it and tipped it over, and the soil is now on the ground. So the soil is on the ground. It could be on a dirt ground. It could be inside the house, right? It could be on a regular ground. It could be on a marble floor in the kitchen. It could be anywhere. But the question is, I just want to take the dirt and put it back into the flower pot with the plant the way it was. I just want to move it out of the way, so I'll just put it all back into the flower pot with the plant. Is that a problem, just to clean it up? So the answer is no, one is not allowed to do that, because brings down the Sefer Olchus Shabbos on page Tov Tzadik Aleph, and also from the Sefer Koivitz Halachos, which is a beautiful Sefer from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita. Also he brings down on page Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. The reason why I always mention very strictly the pages and where what Sefer it's in, if somebody wants to look it up, you know, b'chol hakavod, as they say, they'll know where to look. And also, if somebody references back to it, Baruch Hashem, we have so many shiurim, sometimes a person will ask a question, so I'll just ask them, you know, what sefer did I mention, and what was the page that I mentioned it on? So like this, we could go back and take a look. So, but be it as it may, so they both say, it's also brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchsa, but Lamaisa, they say that somebody has a flower pot, a plant pot, whatever it is, but the point is over here that there's soil inside, right? It's not the one with the water, it's the one with the soil, and it got tipped over. Okay, so it's growing, whatever got tipped over, and whether it has a hole on the bottom, doesn't have a hole on the bottom, that's not the issue, but the question is, but not a person wants to put back the soil, so that is taka osur to do, I'll put back the soil in the plant to put it back the way it was before. That one can do. Why can't you do it? Because we have to realize, when they both explain Aruch Shabbos and the Sefer Kavitz Halachas, that when you're putting back the soil into the flower pot with the plant, you're now doing an act of zareya. Good, it got knocked over by mistake or whatever. A wind, somebody bumped into it, whatever the case is. But now when you put, so that's an oinus, whatever, or it happened by mistake. But now when you go ahead and pick up the soil and put, besides the fact, number one, the soil will be muksa, but even putting aside the muksa part, there's a problem of zareya. You're putting the soil in, and now you're putting the plant in, or you're putting it all together in, and that is obviously the soil gives nutrition to the roots of the plant, whatever type of flower or plant it might be, and the soil is what gives it the main nutrition. So obviously that would be the malacha of zareya. And interestingly enough, they bring down, it could possibly touch on the malacha of chayresh, plowing, which again, we're not going to get into, but when you have dirt and you're doing an action with the dirt and you're packing it in or putting it in, whatever the case might be, it's running into the malacha of chayresh, plowing. Again, we explained last time, we did not learn the malacha of chayresh, plowing yet. We want to get into it, but we explained last time, the chayresh is a very close cousin to zareya planting and koitzer uprooting, obviously, because most things are in the ground where there's dirt. And chayresh has to do in general with the ground, the dirt, and plowing, and all these different type of things. And like we explained last time, the malach of chayresh plowing does not bedafka mean a person takes a rake, starts raking the ground. There's various different other shilas questions that come up in conjunction with the malach of chayresh plowing. And he says even further that the Sefer Aruch Shabbos, Very interesting. These are all things that a person wouldn't think of, you know. So good. So I understand. I can't scoop up the dirt. The flower pot got tipped over with the plant and the dirt's on the floor. Fine. So I can't scoop up the dirt, put it in the flower pot with the plant. That I understand. But how about could I just flip it upside down, right? Good. It's muksa. You'll tell me it's muksa. I can't do it with my hands. I'll take with my foot and I'll flip the plant, flip the flower pot right side up. So the Sefer Aruchos Shabbos says, watch out. That's a problem. Also, why? Because again, you have, he says, interesting, that a person has, the dirt is on mishum shadama, shanishara al-daif noisav. The dirt is tak when the plant, when the flower pot tips upside down on the walls, daif noisav, on the walls, right? On that side where it tipped over, you have the dirt. And the inside dirt, right? And now when you flip, and the plant is whatever. Sometimes the plant is, sometimes if it flipped over very strongly, the plant is almost like naked, uncovered, and there's no soil covering it. Now when you flip the flower pot upside back, right side up, even with your foot, right? So now you're covering up the dirt's gonna now cover up the plant and the roots and everything, and back, giving it back the same old nutrition that it was getting from before. So now the problem is, right? The roots before are the, he says the word is, Shenizgalu, they're like revealed. You could see the roots, you could see the plant. Now you flip it upside down, it goes back to dirt, the dirt goes back, the soil goes back on the plant, and this is running again, you know, enhancing the growth of the plant and the roots, and it's back to the malocha of Zerea. So a very important thing, one has to be extremely careful. Now, as far as the flower pot itself, we spoke about last time, depending, there's some place that we want to say possibly it's not muksa if it's noi habayis. In other words, if it's like a decoration in the house type of a thing, some want to say tak, it is muksa. So, but be it as it may, even without that is what we're talking about. But one thing is for sure, he says, he does bring down Sefer Aruchos Shabbos, that the dirt that fell out, that would taka be muksa. The dirt, let's say the dirt that fell out, besides the fact putting it back in is the problem of Zerea plant, thing, right? So the dirt itself, the soil itself that fell out of the pot for sure is going to be muksa. Okay, so lemaisa, that's the bottom line. There are other problems also that we spoke about last time. If the branches of a plant stick out over the soil, let's say outside or whatever the case is, somebody has a flower pot outside, so we said that's also a problem to move it onto a place whereby there's no soil, because of the fact that the branches of the plant that are sticking out, or the leaves that are sticking out over the soil, are getting a yonik, are getting the nutrition from the soil. So in this case also, if it tipped over and it's on soil, so again you're running into a problem whereby if somebody picks up the plant, it's sort of like koitzer, whereby you're uprooting it from the soil, because the branches of the plant, or the plant itself, is now sitting on the ground, on the soil, if it's a soil ground, so now you have a problem of koitzer. So be it as it may, bottom line is, if it's possible, one should just leave it there, and obviously after Shabbos, pick it up. If it's in the house, you know, on a like stone or whatever, marble or the regular floor, whereby there's no question of soil over there there's no soil ground. It's just a regular ground. Not getting into now on a carpet. Hopefully that's not the situation. But let's say on a wooden floor or something like that. So, again, putting all the dirt back into the flower pot, for sure you can't do. Possibly then with one's foot to move it over off to the side a little bit on the wooden floor, as long as it stays on the wooden floor and, you know, not, it doesn't go onto a dirt floor. Because if you're moving the plant with one's foot from the wooden floor onto the dirt floor, so again, you have the same problem that the plant is getting nutrition from the soil. So it's one has to be extremely careful. But as long as it stays, if it's on soil, that's again a problem. Unless we spoke about last time, if you drag a plant across a flower pot with a hole across pure soil ground, so that could be, that's possible. So possibly if it's all soil, to move it over, as long as it stays on the soil. And if it's on a wooden floor or some sort of a regular material floor indoors, also the same thing. Again, not to put it all back into the pot, but just maybe possibly to move the plant, at least. Not the soil itself is also running into a little bit of a problem, but at least the plant, to move it over with one's foot off to the side, as long as it stays on the you know, the wood or the marble or the regular floor, and it doesn't go onto a soil floor, because moving the dirt again could be problematic if it goes as throwing the dirt onto the plant or whatever. Okay, so these are various different issues one should be careful with on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.